such as Unsung Heroes as the nominees have been announced for the Wiltshire Life Magazine Awards. Now, the awards are taking place tomorrow night in Marlborough, and they cover a wide range of categories from lifetime achievement to community group of the year. And we're trying to have a chat with as many of the nominees as we can. Today, it's the turn of David Topp from the Wilton and District Band, and the band has been nominated in the Creative Artist category. I'm pleased to say David joins us now. Afternoon, David.
Hello, Sue.
So, what does it feel like to be nominated?
It's great. It's a real honour for the band to be nominated for an award.
So, how did you find out about it?
Wiltshire Life got in touch with us, and it was really good news for us to recognise the hard work that we've put in.
So, all modesty aside then, explain why you got nominated.
Last year we competed for the first time in our history in the National Brass Band Championship Finals. We've been trying for many years. We compete in the local West of England Regional Championships each year, and last year we came fourth in that and were invited to play at the National Finals, which we did in September.
And what was that like after all these years of trying to get to that kind of level?
Oh, it was a great experience. Really good weekend, and really good for our young players to experience that.
Well, tell us a bit about the band. I mean, how long have you been going for?
The band was formed nearly 50 years ago by Dennis Chalk in Broadchalk. And from beginning with four players in his front room, the band has grown. There's been hundreds of players that have learned to play brass instruments and progressed from there. Some have gone on to become professional musicians. And Dennis remained musical director until 5 years ago when he retired, and our current musical director, Colin Herbert, took over, and he's taken the band forward from there. A lot of our young players have matured, and the results are now coming through.
So what kind of music do you play then?
It's a brass band, so traditional brass band music, pop music, anything really can be arranged and we can play. For the competition, it's a nominated test piece that you have to play with all the other bands, so you all play the same piece, and you are judged on how you play that piece.
You mentioned pop music, so what pop songs can a brass band play?
All sorts, from Bohemian Rhapsody through to anything can be arranged.
You've not gone down the Justin Bieber route yet?
Not yet, but I'm sure it will come.
Why do I feel quite depressed at that thought? I don't know. You mentioned lots of people have gone through the band. How important has that been then for their you know, careers and their musicality, really, to go through the Wilton District Band?
Our emphasis is very much on youth, and we encourage young players to come forward. We've got a very good junior group. So it's all about trying to get young players to join the band and play instruments. And it gives them a good start, as I say, to go on to take it up as a career or just keep it as a hobby.
And what do band members get out of it then, apart from the idea of, you know, if you want to go on to a career, but if you've never played within a band, there is something rather special, isn't there, with being part of a small cog in this big kind of wheel?
Yes, it's a great hobby to have. From a social point of view, there's 25 players in the band. We're very much a family band. We've got all sorts of family connections, fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, brothers and sisters at play. So we're a very close-knit family group. So, like, for instance, the competition, we go away for the weekend, enjoy the time together, but also the serious side of competing as well.
Now, 25 members of you, the Marlborough Town Hall, where the awards are taking place tomorrow night, is not big. David, how many of you are going to make it to the award ceremony?
Sadly, it's just a couple of us. We can't bring the whole band, but there will just be a couple of us there tomorrow night for the awards.
Have you tempted fate? Have you worked out a speech just in case?
No.
But you're ready at any moment?
Possibly.
Now, I've asked all the nominees. I think mostly it's been women who've been nominees I've spoken to this week, but I'm going to ask you the same question. What are you wearing, David? It's a posh do.
Yes, it's black tie, I believe, so a dinner suit.
Okay, so no band uniform then?
No.
I thought it'd be nice and easy to spot. David, thank you very much for joining us. Congratulations on being nominated.
Thank you. Can I just bring you right up to date?
All right,
well,
then, yeah.
Because last weekend we took part in this year's regional championships, again at Torquay, and we've qualified for the second year running for the national finals. So one.
Oh, you're getting one of those.
Yeah,
well
thank
done.
You.
Well
one,
done.
One year was great, 2 years on the trot is fantastic, so we are really, really pleased.
Well, best of luck with those finals, and let us know how. how you get on.
Yeah.
David Topp from the Wilton and District Band in the running for Wiltshire Creative Artist of the Year Award. That's at the Wiltshire Life Awards 2013. And tomorrow, another of the nominees.